Disc 5.
Michael tossed the letter across the table to Rosamond. What about it? Oh, we'll go. Don't you think so? Michael said slowly. It might be as well. There might be some jewellery. Of course, all the things in the house are quite hideous. Stuffed birds and wax flowers. Ugh. Yes, bit of a mausoleum. As a matter of fact, I'd like to make a sketch or two, particularly in that drawing room. The mantelpiece, for instance, and that very odd-shaped couch. They'd be just right for the Baronet's progress if we revive it. He got up and looked at his watch. That reminds me. I must go round and see Rosenheim. Don't expect me until rather late this evening. I'm dining with Oscar, and we're going into the question of taking up that option and how it fits in with the American offer. Darling Oscar, he'll be pleased to see you after all this time. Give him my love. Michael looked at her sharply. He no longer smiled, and his face had an alert, predatory look. What do you mean, after all this time? Anyone would think I hadn't seen him for months. Well, you haven't, have you? Murmured Rosamond. Yes, I have. We lunched together only a week ago. How funny. He must have forgotten about it. He rang up yesterday and said he hadn't seen you since the first night of Tilly Looks West. The old fool must be off his head. Michael laughed. Rosamond, her eyes wide and blue, looked at him without emotion. You think I'm a fool, don't you, Mick? Michael protested. Darling, of course I don't. Yes, you do. But I'm not an absolute nitwit. You didn't go near Oscar that day. I know where you did go. Rosamond, darling, what do you mean? I mean, I know where you really were. Michael, his attractive face uncertain, stared at his wife. She stared back at him, placid, unruffled. How very disconcerting, he suddenly thought, a really empty stare could be. He said rather unsuccessfully, don't know what you're driving at. I just meant that it's rather silly telling me a lot of lies. Look here, Rosamond. He had started to bluster, but he stopped, taken aback as his wife said softly, We do want to take out this option and put this play on, don't we? Want to? Well, it's the part I've always dreamed must exist somewhere. Yes, that's what I mean. Just what do you mean? Well, it's worth a good deal, isn't it? But one mustn't take too many risks. He stared at her and said slowly, It's your money. I know that. If you don't want to risk it, it's our money, darling, Rosamond stressed. I think that's rather important. Listen, darling, the part of Eileen, it would bear writing up. Rosamond smiled. I don't think, really, I want to play it. My dear girl, Michael was aghast, what's come over you? Nothing. Yes, there is. You've been different lately. Moody. Nervous, what is it? Nothing. I only want you to be careful, Mick. Careful about what? I'm always careful. No, I don't think you are. You always think you can get away with things that everyone will believe, whatever you want them to. You were stupid about Oscar that day.